Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
The scripture reading is from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 22, and chapter 8, verses 6 through 12. These are found on pages 6, 7, and 8 in your Old Testament, or you can also find it on the screen above. And I would like for you to read with me this morning. The Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind was great in the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made humankind on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out from the earth the human beings I have created, people together with animals and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. These are the descendants of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Seth. Now the earth was corrupt in sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw that the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Now I am going to destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubic above, and put the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For my part, I am going to bring a flood of waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing, of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind, two of every kind shall come into you to keep them alive. And take with you every kind of food that is eaten and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent out the raven. And it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent out the dove from him to see if the waters have subsided from the face of the ground. But the found no place to set its foot, and it returned him to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took it and brought it into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark, and the dove came back to him in the evening, and there in its beak was a fleshy pluck of olive. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent out the dove, and it did not return to him anymore.
So our Covenant Sunday practice is to tell you what Covenant does as we gather together again to begin this program year, to tell you what Covenant does and to invite you to find your place in it. And Covenant is one of those settings where we welcome your gifts, we welcome what you have to offer. It's kind of like printing you a black and white picture of a rainbow on your bulletin cover, and your job is to add the colors to it. So if you didn't know what you were going to do during the sermon, now you do. So today I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can fill in some of those colors with input from leaders from various parts of Covenant's life. But first, I kind of do need to address what you and Sally just read together. When I choose scriptures for worship, I follow what's called the narrative lectionary. This is a pattern of readings that begins in the fall on this Sunday after Labor Day with Old Testament stories from Genesis all the way up through the prophets. And then from Christmas through Easter, we follow one of the gospel stories. And this year we're going to follow Matthew from Christmas up through Easter. And today we began with this strange and beautiful story about Noah and the flood. It's a little bit jumping in with both feet, isn't it, to start with this story? That was a flood joke. This is a thing to jump into because it is one of these stories that reminds us that the Bible isn't there to answer to us. It doesn't play by our rules. It doesn't do what we necessarily wish it would do. Now, I have way too much to say about this second best disaster movie in the Bible. So if you want to talk to me about this after worship today, just brace yourself because I can go for a long time on this story. I just have two words about this Genesis reading before we begin here. And these are both on God's behalf here. The first word is that if you don't see why God would want to erase everything and start over, you are not paying attention. And the second word is that the flood is not the end of this story. In fact, listen for more. This is from chapter 9. So they've come off the ark. They're standing on ground that may or may not be muddy. And then we begin chapter 9, verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. So the story ultimately ends with a new beginning and with a new promise.
God promises faithfulness forever to all creation, not just to us. And the story is going to continue with God not giving up, but God doesn't cleanse the world from the outside anymore. The Christian story tells about how God ultimately came into the flood with us to cleanse us from the inside. And Jesus' work continues among us. We are part of this blessing that God intends for the world in Jesus' name. And that's what we'll talk about today. So here is Covenant Presbyterian Church. Ryan, you'll have to go a couple slides ahead to get to the church. There it is. That's us. And here's what we do. Here is how God's promises to all the world take shape in us. We share God's covenant faithfulness with all generations. We lift one another in loving and caring relationships. We serve and give to bless our neighbors in West Des Moines and around the world in Jesus' name. And there is a place for you in this work, no matter what your gifts are. We share God's covenant faithfulness with all generations, especially in worship and education. As you might guess, worship and music opportunities come along every week. Every week we sing, we pray, we read the Bible together as we connect with God's mission in worship. The choir cantata with string quartet accompaniment is one of the biggest events of worship and music each year. One way you can try out being involved is to join the choir for a couple of months, as William especially welcomes extra folks into the choir for special occasions like the cantata, without the pressure to be a regular, permanent, forever choir member. The Bell Choir presents a gift of music monthly during the program year and offers a unique way to be involved in the worship service and a community that cares for each other on Wednesday nights as they practice together. Other special worship services include a celebration of our favorite old hymns, an off-site worship service in the summer, a children's Christmas program, Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, and much more. Christian education ministries pass along the story of faith to adults and children alike. For adults, we offer two classes on Sunday mornings. You just missed them, but come back next week. Contemporary Issues looks at today's world from a Christian perspective. This year, we're focusing on the structural causes and long-term effects of poverty and how we can make a difference. Bible study led by Dave Hamilton moves through a book of the Bible at a time. Today they were looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Our youth in 6th through 12th grades share education and fellowship. They meet weekly during the school year on Wednesday evenings for a mix of social and mission or service outings. Here they are evangelizing to Cubby Bear. Children's education for ages 3 through 5th grade is called Covenant Connections. We meet on Wednesday nights during the school year for crafts, games, music, and a Bible lesson. All kids are welcome, and we always need loving adult volunteers to help pass that faith along to our kids. I bet your faith would grow as well. CE also offers special events through the year, including a fall party and potluck, the Christmas program, a Christmas party with pizza, Children's Sunday, Palm Sunday, an Easter egg hunt, Youth Sunday, a year-end yard party, vacation Bible school, and summer camps, conferences, retreats, and mission trips. In addition, CE works closely with all other groups and committees at Covenant on mission events, children's music, fellowship meals, and more. We lift one another through loving and caring relationships in a number of ways. CPW is the women's group here at Covenant. We're looking forward to another year of study and growth in faith and fellowship. We have CPW circles. These morning and evening circles will be studying another book by Adam Hamilton titled Unafraid: Living with Courage and Hope in Uncertain Times. The first circle meeting on Tuesday, September 18th at 6:30 will combine both the morning and the evening groups. We'll share dessert and a short program outlining the study plan for the program year. The study books will be available at that meeting, and then regular circle meetings will begin in October. Morning circle meets the second Tuesday of the month at 9:15, and the evening circle meets the third Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock. I will let you figure out the AMs and PMs on morning and evening circle. All circle meetings are at church in the Fellowship Hall. CPW also has a bake sale. As a fall fundraiser for Mission, we will again sponsor an Election Day bake sale on November 6th, 2018. We'll need baked goods and many volunteers. There is a sign-up sheet posted on the activities bulletin board. We have Ladies Who Lunch. All ladies and friends of Covenant are invited to meet for lunch the last Monday during most months, except August and December. This lunch gathering is a great chance to meet informally and get better acquainted. Sign-ups are posted at the beginning of the month. It's Red Lobster this month, just saying. We host a tabletop luncheon, but you just missed that too. Come back next year for the 2019 tabletop luncheon on August 24th. The men's breakfast gathers the first Monday of every month for a whole lot of food and even more fellowship and learning. We also enjoy Adam Hamilton's studies, and tomorrow we will finish Half Truths. After that, we'll be Making Sense of the Bible, 6:45, the first Monday of the month. Two other small groups meet regularly to share support and laugh together. Covenant's Book Club reads a book every month and meets on the first Thursday to discuss it. For October 4th, you can start reading Tiffany Girl. Or if you want something less structured, join us for our coffee fellowship every Wednesday in the fellowship hall. We brew the coffee and take turns bringing in treats. You can come join this friendly group. The fellowship committee supports some of the biggest events of the year, including the All Church Fall Festival and Potluck, the All Church Christmas Pizza Party, the All Church Christian Ed Barbecue, the All Church VBS Sunday Barbecue, and the All-Church Birthday Potluck. Our highlighted 2018 event was the Raccoon River Nature Lodge worship service and lunch. All our events require volunteers, so if you are interested in helping even just once or twice a year, this is the perfect committee for you. The shepherds work behind the scenes to make sure Covenant's members know that they are loved, remembered, and cared for. The shepherds maintain a care list of members who can't make it to worship or activities regularly, and every month they send a card with a special greeting. The shepherds make calls to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. When members are hospitalized, the shepherds make hospital visits to carry the church's love directly to the patient. And when we gather for funerals, the shepherds host a reception following the service so loved ones can share memories and comfort. The shepherds are a dedicated group, and they would be happy to share some of their ministry with you. We serve and give to bless our neighbors in West Des Moines and around the world, in Jesus' name. You can serve right here in the building as part of our property committee. Covenant's property not only serves the life of this congregation, but we also serve our neighbors by hosting community groups and organizations, Head Start, Toastmasters, AA, Al-Anon, PEO, and two precinct polling sites share this building. Coming up this year, the property committee is overseeing the construction of a memorial courtyard to replace the concrete patio on the west end of the narthex. This space will provide a place to remember our loved ones, to meditate, and to pray. It also offers a welcoming outdoor setting to share with our neighbors who may not be part of Covenant. Parts of Covenant's building date back to 1961, and this part right up here is less than 20 years old. It takes a lot of work and oversight to maintain this building and all the systems that keep it going. The property committee pays attention to grass, snow removal, painting, furnaces, and more. So if you want to know how many Presbyterians it takes to change a light bulb, the property committee can show you. The Faith and Grace Garden sits on the east end of our property, and it's shared with St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. The Faith and Grace Garden has been busy this year. As of August 31st, there have been 5,193 pounds harvested, including zucchini, tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, blueberries, and much more. Produce is donated to Trinity United Methodist and West Des Moines Human Services. As demand grows for the produce grown by the garden, we are trying to be responsive and grow with that demand. Many may have noticed the new shed that's been built just north of the garden, and also the garden has been able to upgrade some of its equipment, making it much easier to prepare the soil for planting, weeding, and harvesting. This year, talks with the city of West Des Moines have included plans for a greenhouse, a permanent greenhouse. The city has a few requirements that need to be met, but not more than expected. The greenhouse will be located just north of the garden and east of the shed, and there is a GoFundMe page with more information. Stay tuned for more information from the garden as the harvest season proceeds, both on the greenhouse and on the amount of produce harvested. The Mission in Action Committee is at the core of who Covenant is. We are a mission church. Here are some highlights of upcoming projects Mission in Action facilitates. In September, we have the Mission Festival fundraiser. This will be a silent auction and entertainment to raise funds for Covenant's four major mission projects. In October, we're participating in Rock the Block with Habitat for Humanity, building and restoring an entire block in Des Moines during this four-day project. Also in October, the OSP medical delegation will leave for El Salvador for a week-long medical services trip. This is the fourth annual OSP medical delegation. In November, we'll collect food basket donations for Thanksgiving through West Des Moines Human Services. This will be done in partnership with the youth group. And in December, we will participate in the Giving Tree with West Des Moines Human Services. You can sponsor two families. We will sponsor, rather, two families with a maximum of five people per family. Our diaper mission group gathers monthly on both a Tuesday evening and a Wednesday morning. They cut diapers from discarded T-shirts and sew them into cloth diapers for babies around the world. Covenant's diapers are in high demand, and this group would love to have more helpers. You don't need to know how to sew, as there are many non-sewing jobs and also patient instructors. Check the church calendar for meeting times, and the good news is you did not just miss this one. It's coming up this Tuesday and Wednesday. And finally, Socios de Cristo is our partnership with the Our Sister Parish Mission in El Salvador. Our sister community in El Salvador is called San Isidro. Our Socios de Cristo group meets monthly to learn what the needs are in San Isidro and how we can help through various efforts. Being involved with this mission group does not mean that you have to travel with a delegation to El Salvador, but you might find that you want to. There are many things that need to be done from here in West Des Moines. There's always a whole lot going on at Covenant, and this year promises to be another great one. You are welcome to join us again or in a new way. Whatever your gifts, you belong to Covenant's mission. Remember, what we do is part of God's faithful work through the generations to bless the world in Jesus' name. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Today's moment for mission is with Cross Ministries, which is one of our mission causes, and we will be supporting that at our mission festival. So we want to welcome Roberta Victor from Cross Ministries. You might want to put that in there.
Okay. Well, good morning. So I brought some ruby slippers with me today. who can tell me what movie they think of when they see ruby slippers? Come on, shout it out. There you go, Wizard of Oz. And what did Dorothy have to say when she clicked her heels of her ruby slippers? Exactly. There's no place like home. And so that's why I brought the ruby slippers today. Cross Ministries was formed in the 1970s under the concept that there is no place like home, that everyone deserves to have a safe, clean, affordable place to live. Cross Ministries has primarily four basic programs. Our homelessness prevention, in which we provide financial assistance towards rent, deposits, mortgage. We also assist with utility bills. We help with electric, gas, water. We know that no one should have to live without utilities. I've had families that have come to us that are running an extension cord from a neighbor's apartment just so that they can keep the refrigerator going, or one light so that their children can do their homework, or water being disconnected, and a family would have to get buckets of water from a family member or friend just to meet their basic needs. So we want to make sure that everyone has that safe, clean, and affordable housing. Another program that we offer is our personal care pantry. Again, that's something that speaks to a basic human need. We provide things like toilet tissue and shampoo and laundry soap and diapers and all of the things that your family needs, these families need. So we assist with that. And then we have laundromat vouchers so that people can have clean clothes to wear to work or school. We also give packets of bus tokens for transportation. And then our other programs would be our food pantry. We are a partner pantry with DMARC. And what that means is that we provide the overhead, we provide a full-time staff person to operate that pantry. DMARC provides contributions of food along with other entities that donate food to the program. And then we have our back-to-school giveaway, and I know you guys are all well-versed in our back-to-school giveaway. We've had so many volunteers here from Covenant that you have supported us both financially and with your time, that we appreciate that so much. What'd I leave out? That should do it. Okay, I put up a bulletin board this morning that will tell you a little bit more about Cross. It's down the hallway. And I really just want to thank everyone for the support that you have shown us all through the years, for the continuing support that you continue to provide. We absolutely could not do it without you. If we did not have people assisting us with this program, with their donations of their time and their resources, then there would be no Cross Ministries. So thank you very much. And again, there's no place like home.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.